Y'all heard?
You ready? 1, 2, 3. Hey,
hey everybody.
This is Y'all
Y'all
Heard,
Heard,
a podcast for me, Marissa Phillips.
And me, Pete Phillips.
Are not related.
And this is a podcast where two friends join each other after work, which is probably the lowest point of our day.
Yeah.
And we talk about some new things in the world that you might not know about. Shut up. It's more fun than it sounds.
In other words, we tell you things you didn't know you needed to know.
Marissa, it's been a while.
Yeah, I would say I'll sacrifice myself and tell you how I am.
You experienced 3 holidays since I saw you last.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't remember that. Yeah. I'm 40, which is gross. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry, Pete. I forgot I need to not do that because people who are older than you in your presence sometimes. Because when people say 38 is gross, I want to punch them in the face, and you turn 40 before me. So I'm 40. Let's take away the gross.
My boss was like, so how old is your cousin today? And I'm like, I don't know. She's my little cousin. She's like 8. She works like at a casino and she just moved to Vegas.
Why does he know your cousin?
Oh, I was just talking about how my uncle was driving across the country.
Oh, okay. I was hoping he thought I was your cousin.
No.
But also, why would he even know who I am? Anyway, there's that. New Year's was weird.
Oh, you always have some fun, weird New Year's stories.
Did I tell you what I did?
I don't think so.
I went to a party with my parents and Aaron. We were going to go to Philly, then my parents said, you want to go to this party? I don't know. I say no to my parents. So we went to the Bethlehem Hotel, and I was like looking up the
hotel. Strangers just have parties?
What do you mean strangers? Like
who hosts the party?
The hotel.
At like a club?
The hotel itself has like a ballroom.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's to like, you know, bring business to the hotel. It's not a man named Jim who had a party.
Oh, they're trying to get some hookups.
Yeah.
Like you guys want a room.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So we went there and normally
I won't ask if you got any, Marissa. I won't do that.
Hookups with my husband?
Anyway, I sure hope it was with him.
Yeah. But like the party description was like masquerade ball, Motown music. And I was like, Mom, I don't like either part of that. But I didn't want to make it feel bad. So I was like, yeah, sure. The thing is, I want to make it clear. I find my family very fun. I would spend a New Year's with my parent, with my family, no questions asked, with my parents and my brother. It's just the venue that I was like, this sounds weird. I like the Bethlehem Hotel, but I was like, masquerade in Motown.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Quite a combo.
I was like, I feel like there's going to be a clientele, an old people clientele. And there was, and I don't mind old people. But, okay. I'm going to say something obnoxious, which. I might have said on the, no, maybe I said it already, that I went to a very fucking expensive party at Four Seasons the year prior, that it was like fucking insane expensive. But people acted normal. I want to say that. I went to this party that was an unreasonable party, and you would think they were the richest people in the fucking world. They were so up their own ass, so fucking entitled, so fucking ornery. And so, like, I don't mind old people. I mind entitled, up their ass, in ornery old people. And boy, were they up their own ass. I don't know what was happening. And I was also like, we're at the same party. Why are you acting like you're better than me? We're in the same room, you cunts. So I was just very phased. Anyway, all that came out of that is my husband discovered Marvin Gaye. And
okay.
God, he won't stop listening to Sexual Healing, not unironically, over and over and over again. The one day I was grocery shopping and I came home and he was with the karaoke machine on by himself singing Sexual Healing alone in the living room. Anyway, how are you?
I don't have, I started to realize I never have, I don't remember things that happened to me.
Are you okay?
So like when somebody goes, how was your weekend? I go, I don't really know.
Okay.
But a memorable moment that I wanted to tell you about is, you know, it's the holidays and we can diverge or we can divert into this if you want to, but, we were sitting there and family's all there. Let's watch a movie. And I'm like, let's watch this movie, My Secret Santa. And it's up on the screen when you're watching. I don't know if you're in this situation, but like with the box that my mom has from Xfinity, it takes forever to open an app. And then once you hit a button in an app, it takes another like 10 minutes for that to actually like start playing something.
Yeah.
So the description and the picture is up there and my mom's looking at it and she's like, I don't want to watch this.
I can't believe your mom didn't like that movie.
I was like, okay. So then I put on something else, which was like, it was called like a Christmas murder mystery. And really all of this is just set up to tell you that we're watching this movie. And my mom just goes, that woman is too ugly to be in this movie.
What in the world? Wait, the one in what? The murder mystery?
Yeah.
Wow. Let me see. It's really called Christmas murder mystery. Cause I need to see.
Oh, it was something about. Like a Christmas.
Okay.
A Christmas witness.
Oh, okay.
Is what it's called.
Oh, wow. Okay. Not, oh, wow, woman, this lady's ugly, but wow. Like
No, it's.
She has a unique face, but that's really rough. That's not her. Mom. Oh.
It's like some side character.
Oh, okay. So your mother thinks a side character is too ugly to exist in a movie?
She was like a mob boss. She was the one who was like responsible for the whole thing. I found her.
Okay.
I still feel really, it feels worse that I'm going through all this trouble to send you the picture of the person.
Of a lady that your mother thought is too ugly to be in a movie.
And this picture doesn't look so bad.
What? She looks fine. She looks like a person. She doesn't look like your leading Hollywood starlet, but she looks like a person. Aw, your mom's mean.
Here's another one. But she looks perfectly fine.
Yeah, she totally looks fine. I don't see it.
She's too ugly for this movie. Like she could be pretty in a so different movie. End,
but she can't handle this. But yeah, that's really funny actually. Yeah, she actually looks entirely fitting in a Lifetime movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Interesting.
Yeah, she's, and my mom is not a person who does that.
She was filled with the Christmas spirit.
Yep. Although she had a lot of opinions on Christmas Day and we won't talk about those on the show.
All right.
Icebreaker.
So Marissa, I told you I have a stupid icebreaker for you.
Okay.
The scientists have sequenced a woolly mammoth rhino. I'm sorry, a woolly rhino. Not a woolly mammoth, a woolly rhino, which is basically a rhino that's the size of a woolly mammoth.
Okay.
From a 14,000-year-old wolf's stomach.
Okay.
So they found DNA of a rhino in a wolf.
How did a wolf kill a rhino?
I think it just ate part of it.
Okay.
In the stomach of a mummified wolf pup. Okay.
Okay.
If they were to bring this guy back to life, that wouldn't be good. But is there an animal that you'd bring back to life?
Wow, you give me too much credit to know about extinct animals.
Or even imaginary ones. Or I can look for a different thing.
I'm sorry. I don't know any extinct animals besides like a dodo bird. Okay, fine. Never mind. A pterodactyl.
Okay. I feel like you might regret that, but okay.
Do they eat meat? Do they eat meat?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, I lived a good life. I stand by what
I'm looking for reasons to stay indoors.
Yeah, I'm fine. Either, you know, like I've been watching Stranger Things again. I finished and I'm watching it all over again because I don't have enough joy in my life and I just need to keep reliving my joy. And I feel like I need more terror and like drama and like otherworldly magic in my life. And I feel like a pterodactyl would bring that to the table.
I like it.
Okay, how about you?
I have to admit, I didn't really think about this.
Okay.
Part of me says a dragon, but part of me knows you're going to say, are dragons real?
Well, you did tell me you could do not real. Unless you want to argue the case that dragons are real.
I want... this isn't because I'm talking to you. But I see your pterodactyl, and I raise you a Pegasus.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, sure, that's cool. But I don't like horses, so I give you that.
The flying horse and the pterodactyl can fight each other in the sky.
Yeah, I like that.
And we can just watch from the ground.
Actually, truly like that. Yep, I like that a lot. Speaking of otherworldly things, sorry guys, but this is an episode that's related to Stranger Things. Deal with it. Stranger Things is over. I'm devastated. Maybe you're devastated too. Maybe you don't care. I forget. Do you even watch Stranger Things?
I watched the beginning. There were two large breaks in between seasons, so I never knew what was happening. And the, I feel like the actors became too much outside of the show.
Really?
And then distracted me inside the show.
You mean any actor besides Millie Bobby Brown?
There are antics outside of the show. Not even antics, but just like that one guy's in a bunch of dumb shit.
Oh, yeah, I never saw any of the side projects.
And then, yeah.
The only antic I followed outside of the show, well, I mean, now, you know, the guy who plays Hopper and his butt plug thing revealed in Lily Allen's new album, whatever. But, that he had a bag full of butt plugs? I don't even know. But the only antic I knew about was that Doja Cat slid into the DMs of one of the children, not in a gross way, but basically said like, yo, do you have the number of the guy who played Eddie Munster? And the kid was a kid, so he like then told everyone online, and then Doja Cat was like, fuck you, kid, putting me on blast. And yeah, that's all I knew. Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about today, guys.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is Eddie Munster, Eddie Munster's not in the show.
Yeah, I probably said the wrong name.
Okay.
Wait, what's his real name?
I'm just, no. The reason I was asking is because I was wondering, is this a person that was in the show, or were they just doing like a goof and going, what's Eddie Munster's number since you're into weird shit?
I'm sorry. No, Eddie Munson, played by Joseph Quinn. Doja Cat wanted Joseph Quinn's number. Anyway, sorry for that distracting thing. That's not what I'm talking about, guys. I'm talking about the fact that Stranger Things is over. And today we're going to talk about two gates. Conformity gate and divorce gate. And if you don't follow stupid shit, you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll get to it.
Good.
Now, I will say up front, there are some Stranger Things spoilers. I don't go into my, like, very specific details, but it is impossible to discuss these two things without referencing some of the things that occurred in season 5, the final season, and referencing some things prior. So if you have not finished Stranger Things season 5, maybe save this episode for another day.
I gotta go.
Shut up. You're not even
you just do the rest of the show.
You're not gonna finish it. And again, I don't go like in great detail, but yeah, I do need to reference some things. So anyway, let's dive in.
Remember when I did the closed caption episode?
No.
And they had all those text descriptions of what the sounds were like.
Oh,
Stranger Things.
Kind of, yes,
squelching.
Actually. Wow, I forgot about that. Yeah, so I watch everything with captions now, and boy, does it say squelching a lot, and I fucking hate it. Anyway, so let's dive in. On December 31st, 2025, Netflix aired the final 2 hour plus episode of Stranger Things. Mind you, this show has been going on for 5 seasons over the past 10 years. So for many people, this was kind of a big deal, myself included. Fans have had so many questions and expected so much from this finale. Like, who would die? And might it be the fan favorite bad boy gone good, Steve Harrington? People wondered, would Mike and the telekinetic love of his life, Eleven, finally get their happy ending? Or on the flip side, would Mike have some sort of awakening and ditch Eleven only to realize he was actually in love with the freshly out of the closet Will Byers? Yeah, if you don't...
I'm following some of this.
Yeah. Will Byers came out as gay in the final season. And a lot of people dissected one single scene where Mike, his friend, looks at him in awe. And they were like, "Oh, now they're going to be in love." And I'm like, what the fuck? You people are crazy, internet. Anyway, if you didn't
internet,
watch...
Internet, you crazy.
Yeah. If you don't watch the show, none of this matters to you. But if you did, this was some heavy stuff that you probably really hope to see play out. And oh, play out it did.
I brought up, guys, if you're with like me, bring up like the IMDb page and you'll know who the hell she's talking about.
Yeah. Again, it's not the point of this episode. Like, you don't need to fully know what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about is surrounding Stranger Things. Anyway. So I won't completely spoil the final plot points, but long story short, most characters got their happy ending. One integral character got a painfully ambiguous ending. And most notably, no, Mike did not realize he's truly in love with Will. Again, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's fine.
Did Will get somebody in the end?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of did.
I'll take that.
Okay. But all in all, the series, after the final battle, the series' 40-minute epilogue basically tied up everything in a fairly neat bow. If you like happy endings, you may have felt warm and fuzzy. Like, I was happy with it. However, if you wanted more grit, more risk-taking, more intensity, you may have felt disappointed. And damn, were many, many, many people disappointed. So much so... that, oh, by the way, do you know what conformity gate is before I get into it?
I don't know what either one of these is.
Okay. So people were so disappointed, so much so that a new, totally hallucinated conspiracy theory popped up, dubbed conformity gate. Conformity gate was the theory that the finale of Stranger Things wasn't real, that it was a fake finale and a new one would come later to save us all. Okay. So you see, the main villain in Stranger Things is a dude named Vecna, and he was a mind-controlling monster that the heroes risked their lives to battle. And this conformity gate theory posits that the happy epilogue you get at the end of the finale was actually just an illusion caused by Vecna. And surprise, surprise, a secret, truly final episode showing the truth of what really happened behind Vecna's illusion would be released on January 7th, my birthday, at 8 p.m. EST. Now, that theory, I mean, it didn't come completely out of nowhere. It didn't just come from like one person saying it and it's spreading like wildfire. It came from like one, an intense amount of overthinking, probably a lot of people trying to cope, and partially due to a bit of sloppiness on the part of the show writers and directors, the Duffer brothers. So, some of the things that fans pointed to lead them to believe that the finale was fake include, okay, so there is a scene where all of the lead
I just have to ask what? A question, and I'm sure you're going to get to it, but are we supposed to think that this was some mind control thing within the show, or that Vecna outside of the show like tricked all of us?
So what I'm saying is that, yeah, it's like Vecna, You know what? I think I did anticipate you were going to ask that. And I don't know.
That's fine.
As soon as I read it, I was like, that's fucking dumb. Like, he convinced us, the viewers? Or...
convinced the cameraman.
You know, or that he convinced... It could be he convinced the characters that everything was happy so that they would not try to battle him anymore.
Which, yeah, I mean, should have tried that sooner.
Spoiler alert, if that's what you think, it was done way better in Marvel Zombies on Disney Plus. Everyone should go see that. Anyway, so back to why people thought it was a Vecna illusion. So there was a scene at the end where the young characters that you grew up with over these 10 years are on graduation day. They're wearing their cap and gowns and they're sitting and they're holding their hands like kind of folded. Like, and everyone's like, oh man, the way they're holding their hands is similar to how Vecna used to hold his hands in that scene in the hospital. Which it's like, they're all holding their hands in like a neutral way to hold one's hands. It's not like a crazy thing they do with their hands. Anyway, so that's part one. Okay. There's also a continuity error, which I was like, why the fuck would this? This just seems like sloppiness. There's a continuity error where the character Will mentions drinking milkshakes at a store in town that apparently was said to have not sold milkshakes for decades. I don't even fucking know what that was about. Why is someone so in the weeds with that? There's also like a lever in the radio station that's like red in one episode and then it's blue in another episode. There is also some numerology shit. So basically,
you can skip that if you want.
Well, no, I'm not going to go into details, but basically the first episode of Stranger Things, the character Will Byers, who gets taken to the underground, like, spooky place. The Upside Down. The Upside Down. He rolls a 7 in D&D, and that comes into play again, like the number 7, and they're like, oh, it goes back to the first episode. Also, the character Lucas at one point, though not in the finale, but earlier in the season, says there are no such thing as coincidences or something like that. There is also a character, the character Robin.
What does the coincidence thing have to do with anything?
He was just like saying that something was happening and it couldn't have been a coincidence. So like if, you know.
A happy ending would count as a coincidence?
I guess the numerology and all these little thingies.
It's not fair for me to ask you to explain this.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
You didn't come up with these stupid ideas.
I get it. How somebody says, I'm like, that doesn't really make sense. Yeah, I'm just repeating what the internet has decided. Okay. Other the character Robin returns to Hawkins, in the epilogue, and she says Hawkins, quote, feels different. Wow, that's great detective work, kids.
Couldn't be because they eliminated evil.
No, yeah, exactly. Also, just there are a lot of little story arcs that just felt unfinished. Most notably, though, the one thing that has everyone being like, oh, fuck yeah, this is right, conspiracy gate. So, at the end of the finale, the kids play D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, and they have binders, like, with their character information and stuff, and they all put their binders on a little shelf in the wall. And a screenshot was going around the internet that shows that the way the names lined up on the spine of the binders, it's spelled X-A-Lie. So the letter X, the letter A, and then L-I-E.
So what is X?
Yeah, exactly. If it was like, it's a lie, that'd be one thing. But guess what? It's the internet, so surprise, surprise, that was photoshopped. It almost says X a lie, but it doesn't. But also, again,
bad Photoshop idea.
Yeah. Then to top things off.
Could you imagine, though, being the guy who's like, what? How did I miss that? I got to go back and watch this and make sure that this picture is actually what's in the show.
I know. I mean, I could see a lot of people doing that.
It's not what's in the show.
So to top things off, around the time of the finale, Netflix is on their social media account posted a kind of cryptic message on Twitter that said, quote, your future is on its way. Hashtag what next? January 7, 2026. So, okay. Clearly that shows something's coming January 7th, but your future is on its way does not seem to allude to a secret finale, but fine, bitches.
It honestly, was it with a photo?
No, I think it was just the text.
Because it sounds like it could be a completely different project.
Yes, exactly. So this tweet, along with, like I said, seven. So Will rolled the seven in the first episode, and that's when he was taken to the Upside Down. This led fans to believe that the new show would drop on January 7th. Cool. Okay. So what did this all lead to? What happened on January 7th? What do you think happened?
I don't know. I was trying to think of other shows that are hot on Netflix right now, but just that one with John Barenthal and Tessa Thompson. That's all I can think of.
I know what you're talking about. Well, apparently so many people went on Netflix on January 7th at 8 p.m. EST that the streaming site crashed for a time with only an error message showing because everyone was like, oh, the Mormon gay. So everyone flipped the fuck out. Like, everyone was going apeshit talking about this on Twitter, on TikTok, and blah, 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 blah. And, like, I think there was a change.org petition being like, change the finale, because everyone's fucking insane. Mm-hmm. In response to this, no one really directly acknowledged it. No one would, which good for them.
They should have made it one like that thing that I can't remember where they had the choose your own adventure thing. Then everybody could have been happy.
Where they can make their own ending?
Yeah.
No, fuck it. Fuck everyone. They need to deal with writers sometimes fucking up the ending. They can eat it. Write your own fucking story, bitch. Anyway, in response to everyone freaking the fuck out, like I said, Netflix did not directly acknowledge it, which good for them. But what they did do was kind of barely, sort of, in a little bit, sort of a way, acknowledge it by tweeting in all caps, all episodes of Stranger Things are now playing. So, okay, fair enough. Also, that January 7th event that they teased was just, like, simply a look at their 2026 lineup. So it wasn't, like, anything. Mm-hmm.
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah.
Your future. Our future.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what's coming to Netflix.
So none of the conspiracy theorists got their happy ending or their crazy alternative ending that they were hoping for. So what did they do? Move on and admit defeat? No.
They created a new one.
Yes, they gravitated towards another conspiracy, Divorcegate. Now this one is not like the hope of anything new coming, but this is just people need an answer. People need to know why the writing seemingly was not as strong in the final season, which, by the way, I will say, I love the finale of Stranger Things. Do I feel like the writing was not as strong? Yes, I agree. But do I give the writers a pass because they've been working on this for 10 fucking years? Sure, whatever. They can't all win, guys. Get over it. Anyway.
Was it one of those situations where they just had to, like, get so much stuff in? Because I feel like that happens a lot with finales on shows. It's like we have to address so many things. There's no way we can do it all justice.
My personal assessment is, one, that they had a lot of loose ends and things. So I did feel like season five felt rushed. But two, I do feel like, I don't know if you ever, like, did something and one part, like, worked on a project and part of the project, you're like, oh, this part's working really well, or, oh, like, someone really, like, told you, like, oh, I like this part the best. So you tried to amp up the part that the people liked best.
Yeah.
And sometimes it gets away from you. So I feel like by the end, like, gradually every season they were amping up certain parts a little bit more, the parts that people liked. And I think they went a little ham in the final season and people became caricatures of themselves a little bit. Like a zany character became a little too zany, or an ornery character became a little too ornery. Like, so I just feel like, yeah, that they just tweaked a few things a little bit too much and it got away from them. Anyway, so, but people who believe in Divorcegate believe otherwise. So they
who could get divorced, guys? Most of the people in the show are kids.
Actually, they're all like in their 20s now. Millie Bobby Brown is married to Bon Jovi's son and adopted a child.
Right, but oh, so now we're coming outside of the show, but just
No. Anyway,
I didn't know if a couple of the characters got married in the show.
No. I won't spoil it. But no, the Divorcegate relates to outside of the show. So why did season 5 seem a little wonky? Well, people would blame it on the show co-creator, the show's co-creator and co-director, Ross Duffer's divorce. So basically, Divorcegate is a theory that claims that the quality of Stranger Things dropped off after Ross Duffer got a divorce with fellow filmmaker Lee Janiak. So, Ross Duffer and Lee Janiak were married from 2015 until 2024. And during that time, many people believe that the show was at its creative peak. If you're not familiar, Janiak is a director and screenwriter, and she is known for creating and directing Netflix's Fear Street trilogy. What? Do you have something to say?
No, just how stupid it is.
Okay. I have not seen Fear Street. So Janiak does not have an official writing credit in seasons 1-4 of Stranger Things, but fans theorize that she significantly aided the brothers in the writing process. So fans speculate this due to the what they say are striking similarities between the Fear Street movies and the earlier seasons of Stranger Things. People say that the two franchises showcase similar writing tones and rich character dynamics, qualities that many fans say were lacking in the final season of Stranger Things, which was coincidentally written after the couple's divorce. I mean, I don't fully know when the last season was written, but fair, whatever. So this theory gained traction online. This theory gained traction online. Okay.
It's like if you worked in an office and somebody came in and they were like, hey, you know, your office has been pretty messy since you got a divorce. Like, you would be fully entitled to be like, yeah, I fucking know, okay?
You know what? It very well could be partially credited to the divorce, but not because the woman necessarily wrote it. Maybe because
I created this show. You think I wrote the whole thing myself?
Yeah, exactly. So this article I was citing says that the theory gained traction after. So yeah, there is a Stranger Things documentary, which I have not seen yet, that aired on January 12th. It was sort of like a surprise, like, special thing for the from the Duffer Brothers.
Should have definitely done it on the 7th.
Yeah, I know.
And the Duffer Brothers would have been hung in the streets.
Well, actually, I feel kind of bad because I haven't seen it yet, but, like, it was said that, like, the Duffer Brothers wanted this to be a nice surprise and a gift to the fans, but it seems like all this documentary has done has fucked them royally, and I feel very bad for them. But I will say this theory existed before January 12th, but it seemed to have gained some more traction after the documentary. So the documentary called One Last Adventure, The Making of Stranger Things 5, is a feature-length film that details the filming process of the last season. As I mentioned, what was intended as a sort of farewell gift from the Duffer Brothers seems to have backfired, only giving fans more ammunition. So some of the pieces of information that seems to fuel Divorcegate is that in the documentary, it said that while filming volume 1 of the season, the Duffer Brothers said that the ending wasn't even written. So they had like started filming. Yeah. They had started filming the beginning of this, of the season without knowing how the season was going to end. That said, this actually is at odds what was said by the Duffer Brothers on the press tour, because apparently on the press tour, they said that the ending had been planned from the very beginning. That said, both can be true. Like, they could have had, like, some concept of how it would end without actually writing the ending. So, like, no one, everything is black and white with fucking people. Like, calm the fuck down. There's another clip, which, like, got people really upset, which, again, I haven't seen this documentary, so I don't know whether it was, like, easy to see this clip or if someone had to take a fucking magnifying glass to the screen. But allegedly, this clip shows open tabs on Matt Duffer's computer. While the script was open in Google Docs, there was also a tab with ChatGPT open. But it's like, I don't know. So fans believe that this would explain the steep decline in quality dialogue during the season, further amplifying the theory that Jan Eyck wrote the dialogue before, and now that she's gone, they are resorting to fucking ChatGPT.
Well, you know, like, if you're ever collaborating with somebody, especially a spouse, I would imagine, like, you know, the lines kind of blur there, and I'm sure she didn't write it. She probably read it and offered some suggestions, but when you don't have that anymore, I mean, ChatGPT is your wife now. Also, he could have just been looking up, how fucked am I when I finish this show?
He could have been looking like a thousand things. So, I mean, whatever. I don't know. Again, all y'all that were upset, I agree. Season five is far from perfect. But, like, we'll never fucking know. And even if his fucking wife divorced him and that's why he went downhill, that's not going to save us. Also, I will just say, because people would not let go of Conformity Gate. People were then saying, oh, well, the new secret finale's coming out after the documentary. And I'm like, just fucking turns out. Yeah, you know. So anyway, so that's that. I just want to say, like, sometimes shows don't end like we like. And you just need to accept it. It's not become crazy. Everyone in this country copes through things by becoming crazy now. And that's not the way we should be going. So that's it. That's what I got.
I always feel really bad. Okay, let me pull back a little bit, because really bad is a lot to put on it. But I do kind of feel bad whenever somebody in the Duffer Brothers situation has a lot of success like this, because you do find yourself sort of put up on a pedestal. But not only that, you're like locked into this IP for the rest of your damn life. And like, there's already two spinoffs that are going to have your name on it. It's like, come on, do I really have to do this shit my whole life? I would have definitely made a mess out of season five. Well, I would have lost interest by season five.
They have a new show they're working on that's coming out pretty soon. It's like a part of a neighborhood where elderly people live. The elderly people need to band together to fight some evil. And I don't know, it just sounded kind of fun. And everyone in the comments, which, by the way, my resolution this year is to not read comments under any social media post. But the comments were just like people being like, oh, I'm gonna fuck it up, like, you fucked up this. Oh, that's why you fucked up season five, because you were ready to move on to your next show. And it's like, you know what? Maybe it is. You try being a writer, you fucker. Unless, I feel like no one is allowed to comment unless they write shit.
And having, having that many people that you're supposed to be able to satisfy, it's not going to happen.
Man, all you fuckers are doing is discouraging people from doing anything anymore. You're discouraging people from taking any chances. Like, I just think about Riverdale, which, my God, did it become ridiculous at the end? But it took chances, and I just couldn't believe somebody took as many fucking insane chances as it did, and I'm so glad it exists. But boy, did everyone give the fucking showrunner and the creator just hell. He probably has nightmares about the internet comments, and like, so just like, fuck you. And I know most of it is children, but like, If your child's becoming unhinged, limit their internet, okay? That's all I gotta say.
Plugs. I would like to plug our Patreon. I recently did Pete Ruins a Movie on the movie Primate, which is in theaters now. And it's,
Listen to that. I just read the Wikipedia for that before I saw you did the episode, and it sounds terrible, and I don't like that it exists.
Yeah. I also, changed the theme song, if that's something that turned you off.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's right. I used AI to come up with another theme song.
It's okay.
I also, I keep trying to remember to put up episodes of the other podcast, Grim Pickens, so you can check that out if you want to. I might be a few days behind, but whatever. Just deal with it, guys. No, you know what? Don't deal with it. Send me hate mail.
Yeah, you can send us hate mail at 570-POD-WAD-1. The phone hate mail. Anyway, I didn't do a plug. I'm going to plug... I'm going to plug... If you didn't finish Stranger Things, finish it. That's all. I liked it. I cried a lot. It's very emotional. Yeah, it wasn't perfect, but I loved it. So I just say, yeah, fucking finish Stranger Things.
I think that's it. It's like, it's gone on for so long, I don't know if I'm going to be able to emotionally connect to these people anymore.
I will say the one thing that I thought.
I like the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once it got into all this squelching, I was like, this is getting far away from what I'd like to know about.
I will just say, I also was like, I don't remember what the fuck happened. The Duffer Brothers, before it came out, if anyone is curious about the last season, but is like, I don't remember what happened either. Just Google it, I'm sure. The Duffer Brothers came out with a list of like 4 episodes to watch ahead of time to kind of like get you up to speed and remember key pieces that will link to the last season. So instead of having to watch it fucking all, yeah, I just watched those 4 episodes and I was like, oh, okay. I kind of know what we're doing here.
I remember when you and I used to watch Weeds.
Yeah.
Every week. My mind was blown at the previously on Weeds at the beginning of the episode because yeah. they just got like every single beat in there.
Yeah. But
again, like in a situation like this, that's a lot of stuff you got to cover if you're going to do a previously on Stranger Things, which they probably do have, but
they don't have it in the Netflix. No, I love right. When shows have previously on. Oh, I wish always. But yeah, guys, besides calling us, you can email us at
y'allheardpod@gmail.com. You can also leave us comments on Spotify if you want.
Oh, okay. Only nice ones. Don't send mean ones. You can find us online at y'allheard.me. Or you could slide into my wrist. What? You could slide into my DMs at wristvandal.
Oh, and the Patreon that I did not tell you how to get to is patreon.com/y'allheard.
If you didn't hear the riveting episode of me arguing about things with my husband, it's on there.
Guys, you're going to learn a lot about Aaron in that episode.
Yeah, I was like, I just want to say, he chose the topic. I did not. I was like, ooh, maybe some of them I should have not let him pick. But it is what it is. And my husband kept going, what did Pete say? What did Pete say about it? What did Pete say? And I was like, oh.
I thought he was much better behaved this year.
Yeah, I think.
He was much more natural.
Yeah, he seemed. And again, the weirdness, which I think we might have edited out, was a coping mechanism.
Right.
I was very proud of him for not being so uncomfortable. He still does get incredibly serious. My husband is a joyous, fun person that I think only I see. But it doesn't totally come clear in the podcast, because he gets nervous, I think. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening to us.
Yeah, smell you later.
Yeah, bye. Bye.